so many journeys. Millions of cars expected on the roads over the Christmas getaway. And all the other journeys, despite border control, industrial action, train strikes in the UK, people have been travelling, are travelling, will be travelling on trains and boats and planes. Well, some trains. Distance no object, not at this time of the year. It was great to see some regular Zoomers in the flesh, Hugo and Marnie from Northern Ireland with us in church on Christmas morning. We had family over from Scotland, other people welcoming their family who travelled from far afield, sharing in our Christian Christmas morning service and our splendid apéro later on after church. As if the whole world were on the move, everyone in motion, everything in motion. Kind of like it was at the start. Mary and Joseph clip-clopping towards Bethlehem. The whole country on the move, pawns on the board. The emperor says jump and the empire says how high. For all their reasons, they were making their journey. Wise men, shadowed silhouettes against the horizon. Shepherds rubbing their eyes and stumbling towards the stable. And history was moving, shifting. Great cataclysmic forces slowly turning the mill wheels of time. History moving forward, moving onward. And in the cosmic sphere, the planets whirl and the galaxies shrink, expand, blow apart. Nothing is still. As if part of it all, and we are part of it all, we are in motion too. Aging, dealing with circumstances as they arise, the river flows, the circle turns. None of us stands still. None of us escapes the busyness. Swept up in the Christmas time rush. Who knows where the time goes, we whimper. Another year shot by in a blur of this and that. Well, a bit of this and quite a lot of that. It's good to call a halt. Stop for a while. Like the famous First World War Christmas truce. When the guns fell silent and a sacred hush fell over the world. It was the silent night, the holy night. It would be good for us to stay in the zone a little longer, just to wait here, to be here, take a moment to think and wonder before it all kicks off again, normality, and we get swallowed up by other stuff. Let's give ourselves a little bit longer to pray, to believe, to kneel, to worship. How good would that be? How healing would that be if they stayed with us? The sound of the rustling of a three-day-old baby in its crib. The snuffling of the cattle, their hot breath clouding the air. And our soul still, still ready and listening for the truth as the miracle slips quietly into the world. And we know in our heart that we have made the journey and we're glad. There are two different ways of thinking about faith, the package or the journey. Someone has the package, the faith neatly parcelled and complete, and they want to pass it on to you so that you have the complete package too. Their certainties to become your certainties, their set of convictions to become yours. Or faith is understood as a journey that we are all on. You are where you are on the journey, and I am where I am. And together we are pilgrims with our own certainties and our own doubts. And together we travel the road, learning, growing, deviating from time to time, stopping for a rest sometimes, needing support and encouragement at other times. The ones to worry about are those who don't bother with the questions and the quest. They just have it all. So everyone on the move then and now. And the light that draws us, the light that drew us there, still shines from a stable in the little town of Bethlehem.